Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States continues to lead on the global COVID-19 response through action, declared Secretary of State Antony Blinken. We have scaled manufacturing of vaccines and life-saving equipment, contributed to support international vaccine distribution mechanisms like COVAX, and donated more than 234 million vaccine doses to more than 100 countries and economies around the world. While these efforts are important steps, said Secretary Blinken, there is more to be done. He announced three new initiatives during the recent COVID-19 ministerial. First, to help ensure that vaccine doses reach people in need, Global COVID Corps, a coalition of leading private sector companies, will provide pro bono expertise, tools, and capabilities to support logistics and vaccination efforts in low and middle income countries. This effort, which includes some of the largest U.S.-based and non-U.S.-based multinational corporations, will work with and support countries in supply management, supply chain logistics, vaccine site network infrastructure, and vaccine site optimization. Second, to advance the goals of transparency and accountability and track the response, Secretary Blinken welcomed the launch of the Global COVID-19 Access Tracker. This site, located at COVID-19globaltracker.org and created through a collaboration by the IMF, the World Health Organization, the World Trade Organization, the World Bank, and the ACT Accelerator, will continually be updated to enable everyone to track progress on information ranging from vaccination rates to ICU admissions to doses pledged and doses delivered at the global, regional, and national level. And third, vaccines should be made available to everyone regardless of their circumstances. The United States government has helped broker an agreement between Johnson & Johnson and COVAX to facilitate the first delivery of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine doses to people living in conflict zones and other humanitarian settings. Finally, the recent ministerial addressed the need to expand global production of vaccines and other vital medical supplies, an expansion that the United States has invested in and will continue to support, as well as what is needed to strengthen, govern, and sustain an effective global health security architecture. The United States will continue to pursue cooperation and innovation in order to end this pandemic everywhere and for everyone.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.